You're listening to LCC Alumni Stories, a show dedicated to highlighting the amazing alumni of Lansing Community College. I'm Steve Robinson, president of LCC, and on each episode, I have the awesome privilege of getting to know one of our many inspiring alums and hearing about their experiences at and since leaving LCC. The LCC alumni community is expansive and far-reaching. They're an incredibly diverse group of people, representative of all walks of life, working in hundreds of industries across the country. LCC Alumni Stories shines a bright light on alumni who make a positive contribution to their community and showcases those who have overcome obstacles and barriers to achieve academic and personal success. These are their dynamic stories. My guest today is Beth Kuiper. She earned an Associate of Applied Science in 2012 with certificates in kitchen and bath design and fashion and merchandising. Beth currently works as the Community and Program Outreach Coordinator for Downtown Lansing Incorporated. Welcome to the show. You're my very first guest, Beth, on this podcast, so I'm really happy to have you on and have you give an opportunity to learn more about you and your experiences at LCC and what you've been up to since. So it's great to see you.
Great to see you as well. I got to say, I woke up this morning at like 3 a.m. just excited to be here and be the first one. So I went for a long walk and I thought about all the great things that I could talk about because LCC was very important in my life.
So one thing I want to talk to you about is you have taken on a pretty cool new role at LCC and you're going to be helping us out. Talk to me about your role on this new advisory committee.
So I was asked about 2 months ago by Kathy Zell at the foundation to join the Academic Advisory Committee. And I was just tickled because it was something that I've always wanted to do is give back however I can. So what we're looking at is that LCC's got their 40th year anniversary.
Yes,
so
we do. Well, the foundation has a 40th anniversary
coming up.
Excuse me. Yeah, no, it's okay. No, it's right. It's an important birthday.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are looking at ways to celebrate and go out there and spread the word and just help lift up others by celebrating these 40 years. And I'm really looking forward to it. So I'm looking forward to the beginning parts, like we've already started, just like the ideas, the concepts. I'm looking forward to any kind of fundraising and the event planning. But I'm really looking forward to the return that we're going to give to people. So if I can open up my house and my kitchen to students in need and help cook meals, or if I can drive people, whatever I can do to help them satisfy their goals, like I was able to. And LCC was the one that helped me. They helped with childcare. They helped me with any kind of transportation if I needed that. So I just look at how can I take what was given to me and give it to the next person.
That is so exciting to me. And you're going to see a lot of me in that work because I plan to be very, very active with our LCC Foundation.
Great. Look forward to it.
So you studied kitchen and bath, and tell me a little bit about what brought you to LCC and what it was that was so positive about your experience here.
So LCC was important in my life, like I said. So as soon as I graduated from high school, and we've got to rewind like quite a while, so we're going back to 1998, I decided to start taking business classes because that's what I wanted to originally go into. Mm-hmm. And when I kind of have fallen into that role again, but we'll get to that later. So I started with business classes, and I slowly transitioned over to interior design classes. And this was still at the LCC downtown campus.
Okay.
So I started with these classes. I fell in love. I ended up moving over to Grand Rapids and going to Kendall, where I did not finish, but I took many studio courses, as well as I went to GRCC, which is the Grand Rapids Community College.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wasn't able to finish, and I started my family. So I think anyone who is a parent with young kids, and then I decided to go back and finish my degree, LCC just made sense. So I came back to LCC, and at this time, the interior design program had moved to the West Campus. And I almost look at it, because I had already had experience in the field, I had worked on the residential side in sales, as well as like any kind of furniture design as well too. So it's almost like if you took a cereal box and on the back it's got like the little maze. Instead of starting where you're supposed to start, I kind of started at the end, I feel like, and I went backwards.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was nice. So when I went to take these classes, I totally understood exactly everything that they were talking about, and I was able to apply myself in a sense that this also gave me the opportunity to volunteer. And also focus on my school and NKBA student chapter president. And I just try to rock it. I also, and I also work too.
Wow. Time. Well, you know what? There's so many cool student stories like yours, but let me just hear more about that. So you were a student leader. You were president of a student club. And I'm guessing the K and B Kitchen and Bath. Is that part of what was that organization? What was your student leadership experience like?
Yeah. So it's the NKBA, and it stands for the National Kitchen and Bath Association.
Okay.
And so Arlena Dudley Hines was the director. What awesome lady. I mean, I cannot give her enough props. She really is the one who elevated me up to this position that I'm in now. I would have never had the experiences or the opportunities if it wasn't for her and all of LCC. However, as a student chapter leader and president, it represented some challenges, but it was so rewarding. So we worked together, the faculty and I, to give these experiences to students that they wouldn't have been able to do. Mm-hmm. And because of this chapter, it wasn't so much about like fundraising or just meeting together. It was experiences. It was going, like one time we went down to Canton. We interviewed with other people down in Detroit. So we got this real world experience, which I was lucky enough to already have. However, many students didn't.
Uh-huh.
And they were able to talk to professionals. So when you go in as a professional, talk to other professionals, it's almost like you're in competition. Whereas if you're a student, you're not competing with them. You are just gaining knowledge.
Okay. Well, that's one thing that some people don't realize about the great experiences at community colleges is these great student clubs and student leadership experience. So you were able to bring your professional experience to bear in the student club. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And you started off on the downtown campus, went to GRCC, and then came back.
Correct.
Yeah. I have to interject. My late father is an alum of GRCC. Know that college really well. It's a really great place. But you finished in the right place with LCC. So tell me, after graduating, you continued with your business?
Yes. Yeah, so what I did is, so I was working at the same time that I was going to college, but I was working at a reupholstery shop in downtown Owosso.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I was able to get into the Main Street program, because Owosso was originally a DDA and they had just went into the Main Street program, which was through MISHDA at that time, which is now through the MEDC.
Okay.
So that's, I sat on the design committee. I started getting involved in that sense, chaired multiple art walks. I worked on a bike rack subcommittee, a pocket park. And then when I graduated and finished my degree with LCC, that's when I moved to East Lansing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I started and I had my professional degree. So I went into kitchen and bath design,
mm-hmm.
which is very challenging, but fun at the same time. It's almost like playing Tetris.
Interesting. So mm-hmm. when you say Tetris, you mean like moving things around, making sure everything fits?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. With enough wiggle room and leeway so doors and dishwashers and whatnot can open. So it's a very complex designs is what you have to deal with. In addition to that, there was also closets that I worked on.
Oh, okay,
too.
Right. Well, having survived a couple of kitchen remodels, I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It plays such an important part in any home, right? That room, those rooms, the closet and the kitchen. So mm-hmm. all this experience that you talked about has to be so useful in your role with Downtown Lansing. So what brought you to Downtown Lansing Incorporated? What's your role like and what's exciting on the horizon right now?
Yeah, that's funny that you asked, because it's like it's been such a road that has had so many twists and turns.
Mm-hmm.
And LCC has helped with all those, from the business classes to the design classes to the connections that I've made. So when I went into kitchen and bath, I then transitioned over to commercial design. And that's when I had the flexibility in my schedule to get back into the Main Street program, which I've always been very passionate about. So I joined the design committee once again, but this time for downtown Lansing. And then within a year and a half, I was chairing that committee. And then Kathleen Edgerly, Mindy Belladue was the executive director at that time when I joined, and then Kathleen Edgerly came in September of last year, so of 2019. She then hired CISO as our marketing and design specialist, and then I was hired shortly after in November.
Well, and to start here on the downtown campus of Lansing Community College has to be important for your role, because LCC is such an important part of downtown. So what are your major goals or initiatives that you have going on at Downtown Lansing Incorporated, and how do they relate to your experience as an LCC alum?
So we've got a lot of great things going on for downtown Lansing.
Mm-hmm.
And we did, and of course, everybody knows the world kind of went, put on the brakes.
It did.
Like around March.
COVID.
Yeah, right around March 16th, mm-hmm. I think it was. So, no, we totally pivoted and we reallocated our whole, like, resources and everything that we had been working on. It's like if you took all these ashes and you threw them up in the air and everything just finally fell. It's like it took us about 4 or 5 weeks to figure out the best way to help our downtown residents, visitors, and mm-hmm. small business owners. Mm-hmm. So what we're doing now is we're looking at reactivation. We had just recently applied for and was granted the Match on Main grant, which is a $50,000 grant through the MEDC.
Okay.
We were one of 11 throughout the state that was awarded this, and what we were able to do was give 10 downtown businesses that had kind of slipped through the cracks for other grant opportunities, we gave them $5,000 each, and they could use that on lease, they could use that on anything that had to do with social media, anything to like help promote, anything other than pretty much working capital, just because we have to turn around and show those to the MEDC, so all those receipts, and that's when things kind of get lost. Mm-hmm. So we looked at those big, how can we help out with those big chunks? And that's what we focused on. And that's what we're still going to focus on. So during the winter, now we're looking at what do we do now that we're going to be stuck inside?
Right.
So those are our next steps. And we are really, we're joining forces. We are, we've got four different committees. So we've got design, outreach, promotions, and economic sustainability or vitality.
Okay.
So I really focus on the design and public spaces. So that's where I've really gained a lot of knowledge from my background in design.
Mm-hmm.
And then also the economic vitality. And once again, that was from a lot of classes at LCC for business.
Well, that's so exciting. And it's really important to me to have one of our alums so active in making the downtown area so vibrant. And I say that as a brand new resident. I'm really happy to be living downtown. And I guess that's the last question I'd want you to think about. And I want to tell you this first. So when I speak to graduates, I always tell people, continue to tell your community college story. You told me yours when we met. I mean, what is it that makes you proud to be an LCC grad?
So, you know, that's kind of hard. There's a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I graduated in 2012, so a lot of twists and turns mm-hmm. in the last 8 years. However, I think it was having that hope that I could provide for my family. So when I graduated 8 years ago, I had an 11-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a 7-year-old, which is a lot of young kids.
Yeah, definitely.
And I wasn't able to provide for them on my own at that time.
Okay.
So LCC gave me this opportunity to earn a great wage and to really elevate myself past any point that I wouldn't have been able to do on my own or even working, and just not saying that real world experience doesn't matter, because it absolutely does.
Mm-hmm.
But to have that education in addition to, that's what really skyrocketed me. And I was able to meet so many great people because LCC is a connector.
Mm-hmm. That answer just makes me so happy, because that's why we're here. And the fact that your experience here, you turned that into a great opportunity for your family and a way to give back to downtown and to this region. I'm really proud of you, and it's really cool to talk to you. So Beth, thank you so much for being on the show. It was great to learn a little bit about your LCC alumni story. This episode of LCC Alumni Stories was recorded and engineered by Steve Robinson in the Michigan Room at LCC's downtown campus, and produced virtually by Brock Elsasore from LCC's Digital Media, Audio, and Cinema program. The soundtrack is licensed to the college through DeWolf Music. Thanks for listening. Tune in to future episodes and learn more about what our alumni have been up to. If you're an LCC alum and want to share your story, send me an email at steve_robinson@lcc.edu. Until next time, keep learning. This has been LCC DMAC, Lansing Community College Digital Media, Audio, and Cinema.